The leak of a U.S. Supreme Court draft decision that would overturn Roe v. Wade has set off a lot of reaction around the country. Supporters and critics of the draft decision rallied across the country in reaction to the news. Today, we'll hear from representatives from two Wisconsin groups about their response and their plans for the possibility of a post-Roe v. Wade America. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your reaction to this leaked Supreme Court draft decision that would, if it follows through in the summer, overturn Roe v. Wade? Do you think abortion should have constitutional protections or not? What would you want to see Wisconsin do if this came to pass? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Tanya Atkinson is president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. Tanya, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
First, what was your reaction to this leaked draft decision that would overturn Roe v. Wade?
Well, you know, when I heard it, I thought about how the decision of whether or not to become a parent is one of the most life-changing decisions a person and a family can make. And so when I heard what the decision was going to be, and thinking about all those individuals, all those families, it was just devastating.
And what is Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin doing now in reaction to this news in preparation for a possible change, possibly in the summer?
Yeah, first of all, I think it's really important for people to know that this was a draft, and that that abortion is still legal in the state of Wisconsin, and if people need an abortion, they can still come to Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. So the leaked draft does not have the effect of law. If it comes to pass the way the draft showed itself, then Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin would continue to be there for people. On the front end, people who need an abortion, women who need an abortion on the front end, we would make sure that they could get safely to a state that respects people's ability to make their own healthcare decisions. So they could have a safe and legal abortion. And then we would be there for them when they return back home again to Wisconsin.
What are you doing when it comes to contacting Wisconsin lawmakers and other state officials?
Well, we do. There is a path forward in Wisconsin for abortion to remain legal, and that is to repeal Wisconsin's 172-year-old criminal abortion statute. So people are contacting their elected officials and demanding that be repealed. Of course, our legislature has been clear through their actions, both in passing abortion restrictions as well as passing barriers to contraception, that they are not going to be repealing that law. However, the vast majority of Wisconsinites believe that abortion should remain safe and legal. So we're still asking people to contact their elected officials and let them know what their opinion is, and that they believe it should be repealed.
If the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade and that law, that 1849 law you mentioned, comes back into effect in Wisconsin, paint us a picture of what you see Wisconsin looking like after that happens.
So there are about 1.3 million women of reproductive age in Wisconsin. And this 172-year-old law has the potential to impact thousands and thousands and thousands of, the 1.3 million women of reproductive age. And so, what we're seeing in Texas is terrible. People, of course, are having to travel hours, not being able to access the care they need, being forced to, carry pregnancies. And this also impacts, Wisconsin has zero exceptions. The Wisconsin law has zero exceptions except for the life of the mother. So our law is extremely expansive, and it's dangerous. So we know that when abortion is illegal or abortion is inaccessible, it doesn't go away. It's just unsafe.
Tanya Atkinson is with us, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, reacting to the draft U.S. Supreme Court decision that, if it carries through this summer, would overturn Roe v. Wade. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts or reactions. Tanya, we have some listeners who are pleased with this decision, hope it comes to pass. We've heard from them in the last couple of days saying it's their belief that a fetus is a human life, equivalent to you and me. If that's the case, abortion is equivalent to murder. What would you say to them and that concern?
Well, you know, abortion is a very complex, complex issue. And people have a lot of different feelings and views and opinions and values around abortion and all, and a lot of other issues related to reproductive health care. We do know that the majority of Wisconsinites and the majority of people across the country understand that abortion is healthcare and understand that abortion should stay safe and legal.
When this abortion, or if this abortion ban in Wisconsin, again, this 1849 law went into effect, it would be, unless laws change, it would be at the discretion of local district attorneys on whether or not and how to enforce that ban. How are your clinics, your providers planning for that possibility?
If this law goes into effect, Planned Parenthood Wisconsin will stop providing abortion in Wisconsin.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Emily is with us in Green Bay. Emily, hi.
Hey there. I was just wondering if maybe you guys would be able to educate listeners on how to volunteer, how to get connected, how to talk about these things in the community. Where should I be looking to volunteer?
Emily, thanks for the call. Tanya?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Thank you so much for calling in, Emily. People can go to our Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin website, and it's www.ppawi.org, ppawi.org. And there are conversational points. Again, we believe it's very important to have conversations about these issues because, you know, people do have, you know, nuanced values around abortion. And so you know, arguing is not what we want to do. We want to have conversations because, again, we know that the majority of people do believe it should be safe and legal. So there's conversational points on the website, as well as volunteer opportunities. And then we also have all the social media properties, and you can follow us there and reflect those messages if you would like to reflect those messages.
Thanks for that call. Tanya, I think this often gets reduced to a pro-con debate in a lot of ways. Are there things on your side, if you will, of that argument that you think get misrepresented or overlooked in the media and the public and political conversation about abortion access?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that's really critical is that abortion is healthcare. So while it is, used politically, it is healthcare that people need to access, that women need to access. So it's, you know, just reminding people that abortion is healthcare.
Daniel, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Tanya Atkinson is president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. She talked to us about the leaked U.S. Supreme Court draft decision that, if it carries through into the summer, and the final decision would overturn Roe v. Wade. Coming up, we'll hear from the organization Wisconsin Right to Life with their reaction. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Tell us what you think, what questions you have for our guest. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll continue this conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we're picking up our conversation about the leaked U.S. Supreme Court draft decision that would, if it goes through, overturn Roe v. Wade. We just heard from a representative from Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. Now we'll check in with Wisconsin Right to Life. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 with your own reaction. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. Gracie Skogman is the Legislative and Political Action Committee Director of Wisconsin Right to Life. Gracie, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
What was your reaction when this document leaked showing that the court may be willing to overturn Roe v. Wade?
You know, we are cautiously optimistic. If the Supreme Court does stand by this draft and does overturn Roe, it will be a monumental and historic step forward towards the protection of all human life. And we just firmly believe that here in the state of Wisconsin, we are in such a unique and powerful position to defend these innocent lives if Roe is overturned. So we are excited and hopeful.
Assuming that this is the decision that comes out this summer, what steps will Wisconsin Right to Life take when it comes to working with the legislature and other efforts related to that decision?
Absolutely. While our goal has always been to make abortion not only illegal and unthinkable, and on that first point, we believe that our pre-Roe statute outlawing abortion will be very powerful and will indeed make abortion illegal. So we want to focus then on that second point. How do we make it unthinkable? And that's where we turn to the over 60 pregnancy resource centers here in the state of Wisconsin. They just do incredible work meeting women in their time of need and providing them with support and resources, including counseling, educational classes, ultrasounds, so many great services. And we want to continue the work of pregnancy resource centers to truly uplift women when they find themselves potentially in an unexpected or challenging pregnancy.
That law you mentioned, the 1849 law, has very limited exceptions to save a mother's life. It doesn't include exceptions for pregnancies resulting from rape or incest. Those are, in the scope of things, a fairly small percentage, as I understand it, of abortions. Can you talk about why you don't want to see exceptions for rape or incest?
Absolutely. Well, we firmly believe that every single human life is worthy of protection. And when we think about those truly heartbreaking instances, for example, with rape, that is violence against women. And we believe that abortion only furthers that cycle of violence. And instead, we would love to walk alongside women in those situations and provide them with support and encouragement and help them make a life-affirming decision for their unborn child.
One of the core arguments from supporters of abortion access goes along the lines of, this is an incredibly personal decision for a woman to make. The government shouldn't impose itself, its regulatory and law enforcement arm, into that decision. What do you say to that concern?
Well, you know, this is innocent human life that we are talking about. And when we think about abortion, I always like to point out the fact that, for example, unborn babies diagnosed with Down syndrome are aborted at a rate close to 70% here in the state of Wisconsin. So that's what we're talking about. We are talking about precious human life that is deserving of protection, regardless of the situation.
We're talking to Gracie Skogman, Legislative and Political Action Committee Director of Wisconsin Right to Life, getting reaction to the leaked Supreme Court draft document that would, if it holds up in the summer, overturn Roe v. Wade, and looking at what happens next. Let's go to your calls at 800-642-1234. Stella joins us now in Sturgeon Bay. Stella, hi.
Hi. I have a question. The abortion bans, including the 1849 ban in Wisconsin, the abortion bans that only allow an abortion if the life of the mother is in danger, would they include a woman suffering from depression and in a state of mental desperation and at an unwanted pregnancy that may very well endanger her in other aspects of her life, and to the point where she is seriously contemplating suicide? Would this be considered her life in danger?
Stella, thanks for the call. Gracie, your thoughts.
Hi, Stella. Thank you so much. And I think that's a good question because it brings us back to the fact that, again, we believe that abortion is the ultimate violence, not only against the unborn child, but can also cause lasting trauma and pain for the mother. So, again, would just reiterate that the most loving and helpful situation for a mother in that case would be supportive and compassionate resources that they could find at pregnancy resource centers and in other avenues.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Gracie, before we go back to our callers, I wanted to ask you about enforcement. Some abortions mm-hmm. occur in various kinds of medical or family planning clinics. Others might use medications that people might get by mail. What are your thoughts on how this would be enforced?
Absolutely. Well, that is the million-dollar question. And of course, no one can say for certain what it will look like. But ultimately, we believe that this will be in the hands of local district attorneys to enforce this law. And of course, there are ongoing questions when we talk about abortion pills being obtained by the mail. So if Roe is overturned, our fight as pro-life activists does not end. We know that there's more that needs to be done to protect women and protect innocent human life. So we will continue to look into community and legislative-based solutions for those types of concerns.
Let's go back to our callers now. Bernice is with us in Butternut. Bernice, hello.
Hello. I just was listening to what she was saying, but I just don't understand. You know, sure, you can talk to a person about abortions and stuff, but what I'm wondering is, you know, these same people that want to overturn Roe v. Wade are the same people that are voting down health care for people, food stamps, welfare, school funding, stimulus packages, and minimum wage raises. And what happens with these people that give their child up because they're on drugs? And if they do keep these kids, what happens to them when they sell the kids for drugs?
Bernice, thanks for the call. Gracie, your thoughts on the issues Bernice is raising?
Absolutely. When we say in the pro-life movement that we are pro-life, pro-women, pro-babies, we stand behind that. And I want to point out the fact that there are nearly 3,000 pro-life pregnancy resource centers nationwide. In the past year alone, they served over 2 million women at a value of just under $300 million. And here, just at Wisconsin Right to Life, in the past year, we supported and gave out 8 emergency grants to women in immediate financial distress so that they could choose life for their baby, and gave 12 grants to pregnancy resource centers. And again, we are currently right now talking with elected officials in Wisconsin to look at further initiatives that we can support that would provide relief to women in those situations. So this is something that is vital to the pro-life movement. We care about these women and we want them to be supported.
Bernice, thanks for the call. Stephanie joins us next in Milwaukee. Stephanie, hello.
Hi, I just had a question for the speaker. So I think that with some controversial topics, I think it's important to be able to look at both sides. But as the speaker mentioned about how this is a big step forward for humankind, but I was wondering if the speaker could maybe elaborate on any potential drawbacks or steps taken back for women in terms of their health care and autonomy over their bodies. Thank you.
Gracie?
Yes. Well, we believe that protection of innocent human life is only a positive. Everything about that is exciting to us because these unborn children, they are the most vulnerable in our society. And here in Wisconsin, they don't have a voice to speak for themselves and they are deserving of protection. And, you know, the pro-life movement is made up of so many extraordinary women, many of them who had an abortion in the past, or maybe they are survivors of abortion. And that's exactly why they are leading the charge to protect these innocent lives, because they have felt the pain, or maybe they have been saved from that themselves and just see the urgency to carry on this fight.
Thanks for that call. Gracie, there's talk in Congress, well, there are efforts in Congress to react to this by making abortion specifically legal around the country. There's a talk of, among some Republicans in the Senate, of trying to have a nationwide abortion ban pass Congress in the next few years. Are you looking to Congress now for the next steps? Again, assuming this court decision goes through as the draft suggests.
Our first step is right here in Wisconsin, especially as Wisconsin Right to Life. We want to ensure that if Roe is overturned, our previous statute is enforced and is saving lives, but then absolutely would love to look to Congress and see if that is a possibility, because while we are in a good position to protect unborn lives here in Wisconsin, we know that's not the reality in every state. And that's where Congress could potentially step in the coming years.
Gracie, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Gracie Skogman is the Legislative and Political Action Committee Director of Wisconsin Right to Life. She talked to us today about her organization's stance and reaction to overturning Roe v. Wade after that recent leaked draft decision from the U.S. Supreme Court. Again, not a final decision that is expected to come out this summer. Earlier, I talked to Tanya Atkinson, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, for that organization's reaction as well. You can keep following news on this story online at WPR.org.